What's poppin', y'all? This is Danny G, and you are listening to She Don't Know Ball. Happy New Year, 2024. It's gonna be a good year. I hope y'all enjoyed y'all holidays with the family, with the friends, celebrating, but it's been a minute. I know it's been a minute. I'm trying. It's a lot going on, you know, with the holidays and all that. I did say bi-weekly episodes, but I'm just going to stop saying when I'm going to put them out, and I'm just going to bring them out, just surprise pop-ups. I'm going to at least try to get them through once a month, twice a month. We're going to see how this goes, but I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, and again, Happy New Year.
She don't know ball.
So a lot has conspired since my last episode, and I want to highlight a few teams, mainly all on the West. Actually, ain't none of them on the East. It's all about the West today. Got to talk about the West because a lot is going on over there, and I just want to talk about a few teams that have sparked some interest in my mind, and a couple of people that have sparked some interest and is doing good and not so hot. But let's just dive right into it and see what we got going on.
Danny G's Full Court Press, highlighting the Minnesota Timberwolves.
They are number one in the West, 25 wins, 9 losses. Sleeper team. Nobody thought that they would be doing this hot, but I kind of knew because of one player. But they are bringing the hunger and the battle to the floor. They are trying to become an elite team with Anthony Edwards leading the pack. And we talked about Anthony Edwards a lot last season. He was doing some great shit. I said he was going to get his money, and he got his money, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So they are getting their money's worth. Anthony Edwards is playing top tier, aggressiveness on both ends, always coming out, putting up at least 25. But he does need to believe in his team more. Fourth quarter, close scores, he got to pass the ball around. The ball needs to flow through the court. He needs to find good looks and not force it. Cat, he putting in work. He keeping the team strong. You know, Knicks might not be able to take Cat away now, but Cat needs to work on those threes. That's supposed to be his thing that he pulls out his pocket and smacks them down with. And he ain't been doing too hot on that arc. And I need him to do better, go in the gym, work on that, because they need that to be produced in the game. Gobert, he's doing very good on the rebounds. He needs to stay consistent, and they'll be all right. Board heavy and second chance points, that's all Gobert. That's what he needs to focus on. Conley, he needs to bring more to the table. I'm not seeing it. I need more assists. I need more points. I need something from Conley. He needs to, you know, do a little better. He needs to have at least 10 dimes to keep them as top contenders, and I know he can do it.
Highlighting the Los Angeles Clippers.
Number four in the West, 22 wins, 12 losses. Most of those losses was from that Harden streak. Once he entered, they started going on that losing streak. So they had to gain some chemistry, some confidence, and understanding within the team. They needed to believe in one another. They have the potential and the gameplay to be great. So it does look like they found their rhythm. They know who needs to bring what to the table. And Kawhi found his position, which is leading the team. They won't go far if Kawhi doesn't come to work. In and out ain't gonna cut it. Not being healthy ain't gonna cut it. They need Kawhi to be healthy. PG, he will always show up and show out with his boots tied. He plays as if he has something to prove, and honestly, he kind of does. He's thirsty for that ring and that spot. You can tell he knows this could be his year. This could be his team. This could be the lineup that gets him that championship ring. And I like the rotation right now with Harden. He's not really a three-piece with PG and Kawhi, and he's not really the sixth man. I'll leave Powell to have that sixth man spot because Powell comes on the court ready to help out, bagging him some points. Westbrook, he's defense heavy, and he needs to stay that way. Stay aggressive and stay in these opponents' faces. More rebounds and more steals from Westbrook. That's all he needs to bring. And Zubac, he's coming alive here and there. He got to stay consistent with those rebounds and stay heavy on those points. And if they can do that, they can definitely get somewhere. They can get them some rings.
She don't know ball.
Highlighting the Phoenix Suns.
It's number 8 in the West, 19 wins, 16 losses. Fucking yikes. It hurts to say, because I always believed that Kevin Durant should be top 5. I want him to be top 5 at all times. I'm still trying to give them some time, but I am running thin on patience. Injuries is really taking a toll on me. Bill, he's finally being consistent on the floor, but no KD at the moment because of his hamstring. I'm hoping the three-piece gets some time together on the floor. They need some chemistry flow before the All-Star game. And they need, you know, they might go on a little losing streak trying to find their rhythm. I'm hoping that won't happen. Let me take that back. They not going to go on no losing streak at all. They going to find their rhythm and they going to get going. And Frank going to understand what he needs to do with them. KD is always the golden boy. Just need to stay healthy at this point. The All-Star Games is coming up, so I'm hoping he does not miss it, because that will, I believe it's been 3 years without him. And I need him to, you know, come to the All-Star Games and show what the fuck he got going on. Booker, he's always solid in my book. He plays hard on both ends of the floor. He's aggressive and competitive, and I love to see it. Still trying to see what's to Bradley Beal. The flexing and shit is entertaining, but bring that confidence and arrogance to them numbers, my boy. I'm still iffy about the team because they haven't played much. I need Nurk to have at least 12 rebounds every game. 12 rebounds every game. And someone else besides those four need to bring some noise. They can pass it along. You get bring some noise this game. You bring some noise this game. But somebody besides the four has to come show up. Bring points. Bring rebounds. Bring something to the team. Hoping a spark comes once they are healthy. A 10-game winning streak is needed from that three-piece. So please come with it. Come with it. Come with it.
Highlighting the Los Angeles Lakers.
Number 11 in the West. 17 wins, 19 losses. Not saying they fell off, but they are struggling. They won that NBA Cup, then decreased. Multiple losing streaks. Rumors of a new coach. They ain't even give Darvin too much time to really shake shit. They signing G League players. Not a good look, but maybe if something comes out of it, hey, go for it. I will say AD is doing all right. Even though they haven't been securing these wins, he's been playing ball. He definitely has been playing ball. Just overall, as a team, they have been falling short. Can't ask for too much from LeBron. He's always going to show up where and when he can, facilitate the team, try to help out on the back end, bring some hope and light to the team and push the team where it's needed. They need to stay off that three, though, unless it's Prince. Prince is the only one that I feel like can actually shoot some threes. Everybody else just, come on, pass that ball around, find better shots. They need to get a better offensive rotation. Like, they need just good looks. They haven't been playing good offensive basketball. Shit, they ain't really been playing good defensive basketball either. Austin Reeves is shining, though. He's a bright young buck, helping out, finding his way. I don't know if D'Lo still plays for them. And Wood, he don't really fit this team. I don't know. This team need to do some reconstructing. I guess that's why they added a G League player. Guess that's why they trying to move around on Darvin. But they need to do something before the trade deadline, because right now they ain't got no hope.
She don't know ball.
Highlighting Draymond Green.
I have to take a moment to speak upon Draymond, because I did record me speaking upon him back when him and Donovan Mitchell got into it and everything in that matter, but I didn't put out that episode and I haven't been able to touch base on him. So let me take this time to say this. Draymond Green got a lot going on, okay? He not seeing green, he's seeing red, just straight seeing red. He's been like this his whole time in the NBA. It's just getting worse at this point. You know, he's punch and pull, he stumped Sabonis out, he shook some shit with Anthony Edwards, then Donovan Mitchell, then he put Rudy in the headlock, smacked Nurk in the face, like, calm down, Draymond. It's okay. Like, he plays with a lot of aggression. You can tell he loves this game. And I think he just knows that that's his standpoint with the Warriors. Like, his tactic is fear. He wants his opponent to fear him. That's what he knows he brings to the table. And I truly believe that the Warriors want this from him, and they're turning him into being that villain, because it wasn't that bad in years before this. It's just now getting a little bit intense and a little bit too much to handle. And somebody has to say something, because at this point, it's live on TV. Motherfuckers like, is they really gonna let this happen? So they did have to do something to stop Draymond from what he was turning himself into. But I do believe that the Warriors are all for it. But at this point, it's not bully ball anymore. It's street ball, and it's hurting the team. And they needed him to take a step back and figure out how to be aggressive and how to be a bully and put that fear in that opponent without smacking motherfuckers around, like without putting his hands on motherfuckers. So he's missed 12 games from the suspension. A lot of money has been lost. The Warriors have had 7 wins without him, 5 losses while he's been gone. Personally, I don't believe nothing will change. He's still going to try to be in opponents' faces, talk shit, all that stuff. But if he can just tone it back a bit, I think that they will be okay with that and find success in that. Instead of him stumping a nigga out, maybe twirl his foot a little bit. Instead of putting a nigga in a headlock, do a bear hug. Instead of punching his teammate, you know, slightly do a head muff. You know, small little touchbacks, and they will be like, okay, that suspension worked, you know, that timed work. Instead of coming out and doing the same shit, like fucking around and doing a Ja Morant and coming back and doing the same thing. Don't do that, Draymond. Come with some type of a progression. Show them that you can adhere to their rules a little bit and still put that fire in a motherfucker's ass. The Warriors are right now 10th in the West, 17 wins, 18 losses.
Highlighting Ja Morant.
But speaking of Ja Morant, I wanted to touch base and highlight him. He is back like he's never left, which is fantastic because the Grizzlies needed this nigga badly. They are right now number 13th in the West, 12 wins, 23 losses. He was suspended for 25 games. He returned December 19th versus the Pelicans, and it was a dramatic ass win. Full Ja Morant style, all him, last seconds of the game. He had 34 points, 8 assists. He's played 9 games so far, and he's won 5, lost 4. So the Grizzlies have potential, but it will be a hard fight for them, mainly Ja Morant. New teammates, and he's coming in a rough spot, but they all the way at the bottom, so it's only up that they can go from now. But all eyes are on Ja Morant right now, good and in bad ways. So he needs to watch what he says and watch his celebration dances, which suck. But just be cool how you be cool, Ja Morant, and you'll be great. But one thing that I loved from him was in his coming back game, after he got that game-winning shot, he told the reporter, I'm a fucking dog. Minus the fucking. But the confidence and arrogance of him stayed in that makes me want to see this black man shine bright and shine far.
Breaking news. Ja Morant out for the season due to shoulder surgery.
She don't know ball.
This week's best matchups.
Here are the top games of the week in my book. Sunday, the Pelicans versus the Kings, the Timberwolves versus the Mavericks, the Grizzlies versus the Suns, and the Clippers versus the Lakers. On Monday, we have the Celtics versus the Pacers and the Suns versus the Clippers. Ooh, the Suns and the Clippers back to back. Good game. Tuesday, we have the Grizzlies versus the Mavericks. Wednesday, we have the Timberwolves versus the Celtics, the 76ers versus the Hawks, the Thunder versus the Heat, and the Pelicans versus the Warriors. Thursday, we have the Celtics versus the Bucks, the Knicks versus the Mavericks, the Suns versus the Lakers. And then Friday, we have the Kings versus the 76ers, Clippers versus the Grizzlies, the Warriors versus the Bulls, and the Pelicans versus the Nuggets. And to end the week, we got Saturday games, Knicks versus Grizzlies, Warriors versus the Bucks, and the Pelicans versus the Mavericks. Tune the fuck in. All right, that's it. That's all for this episode. Wanted to check in this new year with my thoughts on a few teams and players over on the West. I will be back with a breakdown of the East, a few teams that excite me over there. But as always, tell a friend to tune the fuck in to She Don't Know Ball. And always remember, it's just pure entertainment because
she don't know ball.